Really enjoy it. It's next to a golf course, which they always enjoy.
15-0.
Actually, for the most part, it's also a tournament that's grown enormously. It's very well run. I know the media team there doing a fantastic job, for example. So I'd personally be quite sad if that were true, that it was moving from Cincinnati. I hadn't heard that. And I think regional tournaments are really, really important.
30.
I think it's really important not for everything not to be focused in a great big city always. It's important that people don't have to travel too far. As we know, tennis is a really long day. It's hard if you have to get the last train home from a major city to get to, you know, your hometown. And suddenly you're having to buy a ticket, get a hotel room, organise parking, organise train tickets. You know, those things are hard. So the more that we can put tennis tournaments all over the place, the better. Because there's nothing like live tennis. You know, you can watch all tennis, or you can, let's face it, listen to it on the radio. But until you see it live, I don't think you fully appreciate the talent that these players have or the pace that they're hitting the ball. And so live sport is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to bring children to. And to get them in the habit of going to watch live sport.
I think Stefan switched us all off then.
Did he? I think he'd had enough. Did he get bored of my little Cincinnati
rant? He's back with
his
baguette. So he switched you off and he switched me off in the process.
Oh, I see.
4-1's like that, is it? We've got a long time to go. 4-1. 30-15, we've just seen the first ace of the match for Zverev, who scoops up a backhand and goes cross-court. The backhand flick from Dimitrov, who didn't really slide, more steps to his side. The net is found. And Lizzie says, oh no, Faith, we're all so sorry for you, echoing the words of finding the right job for you. Oh, hang on a second. Vic says, I'm at the Dimitrov-Zverev match. No way!
Where are
you? Wouldn't be without the commentary. My seat neighbour's probably wondering why I can't help but giggle at times, especially with my fave duo. What Haribo are getting you through this? You must have a chili on a pizza. Now, I don't like any hot. Haribo, all of them, because I'm collecting them for my son's party bags when we get back. But Vic, where are you? I mean, if you wave, it's probably not going to work. Oh, thank you. There's another bag. So these are Haribo Gold Bears, Vic. Vic, can you send us another message with exact... Can you see us? Firstly, look for us. The big windows, floor to ceiling, the floor below the top floor.
Look for Alex Correccia, and we're just...
Yeah, but the windows are a bit tinted. Oh, yes, Stefan's flashing the lights. No, Stefan will get told off.
Stefan's better than Stefan's flashing.
5-1.
Then we would get some stairs.
So, Vic, get in touch. Let us know. Stefan's just been flashing, which...
The lights.
In the lights. We are... Can you describe... can you see Amazon? That's Amazon. Is that Amazon there? Down there? Is that Eleanor down there? Is that Amazon?
I don't know. I'd have to put my glasses on.
You can see a TV set that's not on the way.
It might be France Télévision.
No, they're over there.
Oh, are they? Oh.
Yeah.
So if you see Amazon's live studio site, we're just above that and slightly to the right.
Let us know where you are and we'll direct you in from there. It's like steering a ship into port.
I mean, fortunately, we're not looking at thousands and thousands of people and trying to pick one person out, because that would be foolish.
Lots of people telling me what Chromebooks are. It's a laptop based on Chrome operating system. Still doesn't shed too much light, but I think we're there. 1-5, 15, love, serve down the tee. A lot of people, Faith, are getting in touch saying they're really sorry to hear about the job interview. The backhand's a lovely backhand up the line from Dimitrov. They cross court back and wide.
15.
Richard's come up with a very good film title.
Well, you're going to say it anyway.
Austin Bowers.
Serve out wide from Dimitrov, picks up the turn serve. But it was so deep, and then dipping to the feet of the Bulgarian, couldn't get out the way of the ball, drags it into the tram lines, and now 15-30. Remember, he's having to stay in the set. Rico says, enjoying the commentary from Lawrence. Kansas, USA, while helping this majestic lady with a lift here. A lift here, a tuck there, many, many bits. It's an old house that they're doing up.
Looks I see.
Fabulous.
I wondered where you were going with that. I thought it was sort of, he was a plastic surgeon.
Not nipping and tucking an old lady.
So, good heavens.
Look, that's the old lady.
Oh, I see. You know, when you don't have the picture, it makes it harder.
No, I know. Admittedly, I get that. Set points. We can hear from Anne Chabert at the conclusion of this set. We'll tell you what's going on in Susan Longland. Vic will tell us where she's sitting. Gregor Dimitrov, 1-5, 15-40. Serve out wide, the forehand. Oh, it's so deep from serve. He gets a shorter ball, then he takes the pace off and places it cross court. Oh, my word. The feel, this man is showing this evening, winning the set, breaking the serve on a drop shot. Triple break, 6-1. I was absolutely, that deserved the fanfare. And that was stunning. So 6-1. And we've got 30 minutes on the clock. We're going to keep the upstate with Longland. It's 3-1. Echeverry against Nishioka. But let's have a listen to the first player through to this year's quarterfinals, Anne Chabert.
Pretty good performance today. Just talk us through what you're most happy with out there.
Yeah, I mean, great match. I was, expecting her to, you know, play better. But played a great tennis. And, thank God I was able to hold my serve at the end. And, hopefully the game will be better for the next matches.
Hi, Jans. Congratulations. You reached quarterfinals, at least quarterfinals, the old Grand Slam. What does that mean to you?
I mean, yeah, it was the only Grand Slam missing. I'm very happy with the performance, with the way I was, playing, especially coming back after an injury. I was just taking it one match at a time, trying to make it to the second week. And now I'm going to push more for the next few matches. And, hopefully better than a quarterfinal here, looking forward for a semifinal.
You've said that you think Paris at night is a very romantic city. So is it a romantic notion for us to think that you could actually win Roland Garros here this year, or does true romance only exist in books?
I mean, it's Paris is always romantic, day or night, and winning here will definitely be an amazing memory for me. And for now, I just want to take it one match at a time. I would have a very difficult quarterfinal, and from that, we will take it, and let's see what's going to happen.
Was there a time when you never would have thought you would have reached the quarters of all four Grand Slams?
To be honest, I never thought about like something was missing or I didn't reach all four of them. But I never really thought about it. And, maybe it's a good thing. it came and hopefully we'll set it to all semifinal and then all finals.
You're obviously a positive person in general, but I'm just curious how you've kind of managed the obvious frustrations with, physical stuff this year and, remain kind of, I don't know, positive or just with your eye on the goal?
I've learned a lot how to accept things, either good or bad. For me, being injured was part of my path. How the season would have started here this year. And, I worked a lot on my mental health and worked a lot on how, to manage all of this, because I believe there is a lot of injuries are connected to our, emotional part. And I'm trying to manage that. And, the season is still long, so hopefully no more injuries and I can continue in a great path.
Ready? Radio Roland Garros.
Night sessions.
Let's start.
Radio Roland Garros. Night sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Wonderful!
Second set underway. Sasha Zverev leading by set to love 6-1. Echeverry 3-2 on Nishioka and Susan Longland. We'll keep you up to over everything. But we do like to let you hear from those players who've come through today, got the win, gone through press. Anne Chabert, I mean, she was in and out, done. 63 minutes. Good job done. Zverev doing very well so far. Time wise, where are we now? We are 9 minutes past 9.
45.
Serve is working. The touch and feel is working. I mean, it's not an excuse. I think he's playing really, really well. I think Dimitrov hasn't settled, but I wonder, with a third night session, as you said, your body's in the rhythm, in the routine. This has been your life for the last few days. So you're sort of, I don't know how much of an advantage or not that would give you, but he looks very settled out here.
Yes, I mean, as we've talked about a lot, haven't we? Some players don't like night sessions and some really, really like them. And Zverev has just looked instantly comfortable from the moment he's walked out here for his second round match, which was the night match, which, remember, happened because Gaël Monfils had been forced to withdraw from the tournament. So it was a bit of a change of schedule, and Zverev stepped in, did the night session and has looked super comfortable out there ever since. I think he's going to be upset when night sessions are finished.
Yeah. And they are up to and including the quarterfinals. He's only got one more opportunity. Although you never know, if he was the second semi-final, where are we? The bottom half of the draw. But then would they do Alcaraz Djokovic at night? Would be the second one, if that were to be. And then we'd have to go with there. But if he was the second one, and that was a long one, he could end up playing late anyway.
Yes.
If you got my sort of logic.
I did, yeah. But if your second match, you can actually go into the evening anyway. But I think there's something about the build-up to a night session and the fanfare and the
corridor,
graphics.
The
nightclub corridor and the rappers beforehand and all of that.
Beatboxers.
Sorry. I do apologise.
They're not rapping. They're not just beatboxing.
It's not my area of expertise.
Or mine. The approach of forehand from Dimitrov coming in off the back of the serve. More and more people have made their way in. I'd say as we look down onto the court, so we're looking towards the presidential tribune. So to the left, I'd say, is pretty full. To the right, there's still pockets of availability. The band is on the stand under us and a little bit to the right. So, Vic, if you can see the band, just sort of look along to your right and you will find us as marks are now being examined. Zverev wants confirmation. Oh, it's overturned. Just takes it, Dimitrov. He's a very nice man, isn't he?
He is an exceptionally nice man. He always has been, I would have to say. Going back to, you said, when he was in
very
the juniors, he was always very charming and polite.
Very polite.
He's one of those players who always sort of takes time to say hello to everybody. Must take him a while to get around Grand Slam tournaments.
He's talking to everyone. Off forehand played off the return of serve. Through the middle goes Dimitrov. The backhand scooped up and then the backhand flattened out but into net from Zverev. I remember interviewing him at Queen's in 2015 and I was heavily pregnant. I didn't know at that point. I'd give birth about a week later. We still had a month to go at this point. And he was very concerned. Can I get you a chair? Are you okay? Are you going to go into labour? And I said, not unless you say anything very scandalous. I said, it's just, you know, it's fine. But he was very concerned. I said, please get her a chair. I was worried if I got a chair, I wouldn't get up again. Feet almost got stuck from Zverev in the clay inside the baseline. So he pushes it wide and it's 40 love. Clearing the clay from the baseline, the Bulgarian. Little look up and down. Zverev is a long way back. Zverev lifts the top of his shirt up and drops it. Serve down the centre, they're playing through the centre. The forehand cross court to the service line, the forehand slammed into the net.
45.
At @radio_RG, where are you listening? What are you doing? If you have to do movie titles, anything and everything.
Well, go on, they make me happy.
All right. Game points. Ball's proving elusive. It's been secured. So Davity kicks up the off backhand through the court. Zverev spins round and goes off forehand. And it's netted from Dimitrov. So from a very comfortable position, not so comfortable position.
He's just not finding his rhythm. He's not finding his range. Nothing is quite working the way he would want it to be.
And it doesn't help when you've dropped the first set 6-1
in 30 minutes. Serve down the tee. No pace off that return. Into the corner of the forehand goes Dimitrov. Long goes Zverev. And that's a hold. Squeeze in a couple of film titles.
Oh, I think so. Why not? From Dave. Meet me in St. Lubicic. Better than me. It's a version of Meet Me in St. Louis, of course. Going very old school there. No Schwei out. From No Way Out. Very good film, that one. Kevin Costner film. Nadal attraction. Very good. Patty Schneiderman. Like Spider-Man, you know?
No, yeah, I know, I got it. You are making Lady Eleanor very, very happy. And hopefully we're cheering Faith up, who had bad news on the job front, but Mrs. Bear Travels has sad news this evening, sending positive vibes your way.
Let's premier service.
Eric says it almost feels like Zverev is playing another tournament with all those night sessions in a row. I mean, it must feel like that because he's coming in later than everybody else. Everyone else is gone, particularly as the tournament goes on and the place gets emptier anyway. He's in a completely different rhythm to other people.
Dimitrov, wide stance. He leans forward. He stands up. He moves his feet. He's on his toes. He steps inside the baseline. He lets the backhand fly, and fly it does.
30-0.
I still like my big fat Greek spa wedding. Oh. You say they're good. Some of them are really good.
No, some of them don't. Yeah, yes.
Everything, everywhere, all at ons.
Michelle says, Echeverry Nishioka on TV with Radio Roland Garros calling Dimitrov Zverev on my headphones. Bliss. Serve down the TV. Forehand, cross court, back. The backhand from Dimitrov goes deep into the court. A little bit short from Zverev. Zverev, the forehand gets that a lot deeper. Even deeper goes Dimitrov on his back. And then a drop shot. Dimitrov has a good choice. Oh, but it sat up. He scoops it over. The volley is there. He reaches it, Zverev. He cannot control it. Nice little point of cat and mouse.
It wasn't a brilliant drop shot from Dimitrov, but it was enough. It was enough to bring Zverev in. And he's done that a couple of times, and it's paid dividends. I do feel that Zverev might start to read some of those drop shots, though. Have we found our friend in the crowd yet?
No, Vic hasn't got back in touch.
Has Vic found us?
Well, no, because he hasn't got back in touch.
Shall we go out and shout, is Vic there? Another song title
I
for you.
I need to find someone else to come in the commentary box with me then. We've had Stefan flashing. You yelling out there. 30-15. Serve out wide. The forehand back to the feet. The double-handed backhand from Zverev. Zverev opens up the forehand. Into the corner went Dimitrov. Dimitrov is peppering the forehand wing of Zverev. That one stopped short from the German. The German flats out the backhand. It's too flat. Into the net. Courtney Nguyen has tweeted. She's been speaking to Lesia Sorenko, had to retire against Iga Swiatek. Sorenko says she thinks she has what Rybakina had. Started feeling it before her last match, but felt okay physically. It hit her the next day, couldn't practice, struggled through her warm-up today, extremely disappointed, but incredibly proud of her clay season.
Well, she should be incredibly proud of her clay season, and it's been a fantastic tournament here for Sorenko, and a sad way for it to end, but yes, you did feel, as she was suffering from breathing problems during the match, that it might be something like what hit Rybakina.
Oh! Dimitrov's backhand looks like it's going to be a line winner. Thumped off the net post and back it went. So the women's quarterfinal lineup is complete. Iga Swiatek against Coco Gauff. I mean, that sounds fabulous.
That is box office, isn't it?
Beatrice Haddad-Meyer against Anja Burr. Karolina Mukova against Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. That starts things off tomorrow. And Elina Svitolina, their first meeting. She takes on Arina Sabalenka.
Vic says, I'm up the very back facing you guys. To the right of the big screen as you face it.
close. Game point, Zverev. High ball. Lets it drop a little bit too much and nets it. So as we look at the big screen...
Can you wave?
Can you just stand up? Just stand up.
Are you talking to me?
No, not you. Vic, stand up.
Is Vic there?
Vic, stand up. Are you standing up? Can you see it?
I need my binoculars.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right. Let's see how this point goes. You get your binoculars. We'll tell Vic to stand up. But it can't be at the end of a game because everyone will stand up.
I know, but she might make herself unpopular.
It's fine.
Standing up, not at the end of a game.
That was Dimitrov hammering himself into the line judge's metal Lacoste side. So Zverev, I don't know if he intentionally took it easy with his overhead, but then he missed, and it's break point Dimitrov. Right, stand up quickly, Vic. Stand up, stand up. Just got binoculars out. Stand up. Do you see it?
Merci.
Take it, that's a no. Are you looking in the right place?
I'm looking at the right of the big screen.
Serve down the tee. It snapped back to the middle of the court. The forehand just floats and sits up. Dimitrov is about to crash into that Lacoste board again. He's so far back. The volley from Zverev is good. It was back behind Dimitrov, and it saves the break point. I mean, I'm just looking at a sea of faces.
Égalité.
Was that her there? No.
Give me a bit more of a clue.
You're the one with the binoculars. I'm the one with the bad eyesight. Enormous serve. Oh, I see the picture. Forehands in play, the stretch from Zverev. Oh, it sneaks over. Here comes Dimitrov. Zverev, can he pass him? No, he can't.
Avantage, Dimitrov.
Vic doesn't know where we are because she said had to switch earphones. We're diagonal to you. Stefan will do his flashing in a minute and then you'll see us. Break point, Dimitrov for a second time. He drops and blocks it back. Down the line goes Zverev. Zverev with the... Miss hit, looping, moonball-y forehand. Zverev now lollops the forehand in. Then he flattens out the backhand down the other wing. And Dimitrov goes into the middle. Not sure what to expect from Zverev at the moment. Cross court, the forehand goes Dimitrov. Dimitrov with his backhand lets it fly, and it's long, and that's an opportunity missed.
Definitely an opportunity missed. I feel like Dimitrov needs to hit back reasonably quickly in the early stages of this second set because the first set was so one-sided.
Third row from the back in a grey shirt. We'll try and start up in a minute. Lots of Rigo fans nearby. Who's Rigo? What are Rigo fans? Third row from the back.
I'm poised with my binoculars.
Look for the Rigo fans. Serve out wide. The forehand spins deep and...
I see Vic.
No, you don't.
She waved at me.
Did she?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. You can borrow the binoculars.
I've got to commentate. It doesn't work.
Like, that's an excuse.
Game point from break point down. He's had to save 2 break points in this game. Oh, that was a wild serve. No shot clock on the second serve, so you can bounce away to your heart's delight. Serve down the tee this time. Comes back through the middle of the court and has dropped off the Zverev racket. The come on is Dimitrov. Nishoka's broken back against Echeverry. Thomas Martin Echeverry. 4-all, 30-all, first set. And with the history of that court today, nothing less than 4 hours will do. Juice. Third game, second set, snapped into the net, the first serve of Zverev, who has a little look around. picks up the front of his shirt, drops it. No wonder Dimitrov crashed into that Lacoste metal plate. He's so far back. Serve down the tee, runs around the backhand to keep the forehand in play. Now the forehand side of the Bulgarian goes cross-court to the forehand cross-court. Beautiful angle. Straight past the outstretched Dimitrov.
Avantage Zverev.
And we've seen a few players hit those little metal Lacoste mini hoardings. And what they're doing is actually almost guarding the lines people's feet.
Yeah.
And you think, actually, if they weren't there, they're almost a helpful little barrier to stop the players colliding with the lines people.
Yeah. Short ball, backhand cross court. Too much time, Zverev. Missed opportunities, two of them for the Bulgarian. It is 2-1 on serve, second set. Zverev by set to love. It is 5-4 Nishioka on serve. And I know what's coming next because your glasses are on.
What a perfect fanfare for this moment. Gabrielle says, the Billie Jean King speech. I think I was hoping for a better reaction than
that.
Oh,
sorry.
It was barely even a nod.
Really good.
Thank you. Eric says, the perfect storm hunter.
I like that.
It's a tough crowd, people. Keep them coming.
Or not. We have... Don't dance in the box with Alex Kuretcher next door. It's like mum dancing. Stop it. You're having a little wiggle in your seat. And now we know that Vic can see you. Does she want to see that?
I don't think she can see that far. And also,
well, you could.
Why is... I've got binoculars.
She might have binoculars.
Hello, please.
Why am I not allowed to dance with Alex Kuretcher in the box?
I don't know. It just... I think he thinks we're weird enough as it is. He's had messages saying that we're basically stalking him. Mark has had his nose pressed up against the glass looking at him. I mean, it's just a bit much.
We're his weird neighbours. That's what we are.
We are his weird neighbours. Weird but nice neighbours.
I don't know if he thinks that.
He's just a nice man. So
he's a really nice man.
Say anyway, when he just smiles. Right. I just feel this is really important now. I know it's only the fourth game of the second set, but having had those two breakpoint opportunities... He's got to regroup here and just keep the scoreboard ticking over. Filling up very nice. I don't know where these people have been, but they're in now. Inside the baseline, Dimitrov, who flicks and lays into his back. A squash shot from Zverev. That was special. But Dimitrov followed it. He was on it. Mid-court, off forehand winner.
Special, yeah, but in vain. I love the one-handed backhand from Dimitrov.
Yeah.
It's one of the most... aesthetically pleasing shots in the game. Be very sad when Stan Wawrinka retires, which you think can't be that far off, because that backhand is a thing of beauty as well.
My favourite's Gasquet, who is also closer to retiring than not.
Yes, yes. Very good at gripping his racket too.
So good. And that little squeak he does when he does. But he only re-grips half a handle. So... it's quicker and easier. And it conserves grips. Come on.
40-0.
Google Dimitrov, based in Monte Carlo. Green shorts, the white top. New ambassador for Lacoste. Wearing it well.
Let's premier service.
Didn't like that ball. He's taken another one. That's the one he's going to use. As Zverev, a long way back, swaying. 7 minutes shy of an hour on court in the night session. There are three night sessions left. Short ball off the turn. Oh, the backhand. It felt good to him. He has a little look. I think he sees the mark and off he goes to the other side.
Zverev, meanwhile, had a mini collision with the metal Lacoste sign and just... turned round to give it a look. Well, and also for Zverev, that is the corner where he had the accident last year. Or is it this end? That's opposite the corner where he had the accident last year.
Je Dimitrov.
That's a good hold for Dimitrov. Points for 5-all on Susan Longland. And we're at 2-all with a very excited band at @radio_RG. Keep getting in touch with us. We love hearing from you, what you're up to.
We've had pizza toppings.
Oh, so happy.
We've still got movie titles coming in with a tennis theme. If you want to expand it out to songs, it's fine with me.
Let's from yourself.
Goodness, can you hear Stefan chuckling in the background? Start the fifth game. Serve out wide. It's blocked back. Zverev with his off forehand, the slice down the line from Dimitrov, who now plays the forehand and reverts to his backhand. He floats that backhand. It's not going to give Zverev any pace with which to work. Slice again. Inside out goes Zverev, having to generate his own. Zverev on his forehand side hammers it up the line. The backhand flick. Now he lays into his backhand, Dimitrov, but it's blocked back. And now comes Zverev on the attack. He's come forward. He's at the net. He plays the volley. He gets it in. The court is open, and the point is won by the Bulgarian.
It's coming from Dimitrov, isn't it? He's getting better. He's shaken off whatever the fog that was shrouding him in that first set. Starting to make inroads on the Zverev serve.
Because he got here at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes, well, as we say, it might just be he's
keeping the routine,
not in the rhythm of night sessions.
And he got here and someone said, Gregor, what are you doing here? You're not playing till 8:30. Love 15. Serve out wide. Floated back off the backhand side down the line. Through the centre of the court goes Zverev. Zverev nearly slid over to the full split. This is Zverev because he's being moved from side to side. But he picks up a lovely angle. Great defensive shot from Dimitrov, who has to play a floater back. It's high ball. Can he draw the error? Dimitrov slaps it. Bow! He's got it! No, he's not.
Just long, I think. Just long. Didn't miss by much. Slightly late call from the line judge on that far baseline.
Oh,
missed opportunity. He's been creating them and he hasn't been taking them.
Seven seconds left on the shot clock. I think it's going to switch off at four. 25 seconds to get the ball away. As long as you like on the second serve. Firm bounces, aren't they? There's no messing around here.
Very low bounce, isn't it?
Yeah. Some people that'd be quite a high bounce, but he's very tall. 6'6" off him. The off forehand, such an elegant player, as he did a drop. Cuts under that backhand but floats it long. Now the forehand inside out from Dimitrov is getting more depth on these ground strokes now. Dimitrov, ooh, but that sits up a little bit, brought down by Zverev. Forehand cross court from Dimitrov. Dimitrov with the forehand. Oh, just gets it. Floats over. Short ball for Dimitrov to attack. Goes up the line. The squash shot from Zverev. Does not find the court. What a lovely point.
Much, much, much better from Dimitrov here. As you said, he's getting the depth, the tentativeness that we saw in the early exchanges. Well, that's gone. He's matching Zverev depth for depth. And Vic says, the folks near me are chanting Rigo for Grigor, guessing it's a shortened nickname.
Go Rigo, Grigor. That sounded like Pepe the King Prawn, didn't it?
One of the pizza toppings we ruled out, incidentally. King Prawn, oh. Pepe or otherwise.
Well, that's because it's seafood.
Absolutely.
Apart from your anchovies. 15:30. Zverev kicks up that serve really high, gets a deep return, so he gets a short ball for Dimitrov to attack, which he does into the corner with the outright winner off the forehand wing and has opportunities
15:40
to break the serve and go 3-2 up. Had opportunities before, had them in this set, didn't take them, had a couple of breakpoint opportunities to go ahead for the first time. Serve down the tee. It's blocked back centre of the court. The backhand cross court stays back. Zverev opens up the forehand, hits it heavy. Oh, came in, clipped the top of the net, goes up the line, goes back behind Dimitrov, who's slightly stranded, but he gets the winner.
Dimitrov.
He's broken the serve. And Sasha Zverev leads 3-2 in the second set. And it looks like we're going to have a tie break.
Dimitrov,
the first set of Echeverry and Nishioka. Because Thomas Martin Echeverry is 2 points away from the set.
A little burst of Harry Styles.
I went to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. We were there for the US Open last year, and our colleague Reem, if you don't follow Reem and you love your tennis, you should, Reem Avalel. It was my first night there, so I was a bit jet lagged. And I'd got my little dinner and I was crawling back to my room, dreaming of bed. And she said, meet me in the lobby in half an hour. And I said, no, I'm going to bed. And she said, I've got a spare ticket for Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. And I'm not a Harry Styles fan, but I thought, I've always wanted to go see a concert at Madison Square Garden.
How could you not be a Harry Styles fan?
And it links to pizza, although it wasn't a pizza, with his amazing seats. And I looked to my right, and I didn't know any of his songs, because I'm old. And I said to Reem, why is there a lady dressed as a slice of pizza over there? And she said, it's a watermelon, because he's got a song about a watermelon.
Yes, watermelon sugar.
Yes, so the woman was dressed, but I thought she was dressed as a pizza. I said, why is there someone come as a pizza slice? And she went, Gigi, it's a watermelon. And then the woman next to me, she was probably in her 60s, she said, I'm not going to do the accent. She said, do you love Harry Styles? I was like, not so much. Friend, you know. She said, I had one ticket. I didn't give it to my daughter because I wanted to come. And then she looked at us and she said, by the way, he's mine. You can't have him.
I'm thinking none of you can have him.
And at which point, I looked at Reem and I thought, where have you brought me? And this lady was old enough probably not to be saying things like that. But her poor daughter, she could have given her the ticket. And she said, no, I wanted to come.
Bit harsh. Well, you didn't even like Harry Styles. You could have given the daughter the ticket.
But I didn't know the daughter. I wouldn't give the daughter the ticket.
So selfish.
And this woman said, no one's allowed him. He's mine. And I was like, that's kind of strange. Backhand line winner from Zverev, taking the first point of game 6 against the serve. So that's my Harry Styles story. But it was a very good concert.
I have heard that he is very good in concert.
He is very good in concert. But there was a lot of screaming.
Bill says, a clockwork Borgias, Metropa Fritz.
So you've got Stefan going.
You've made Gigi laugh.
Love 15-3-2. That serve was short, but it kicked up. It's brought down by Zverev. Zverev with his forehand lofts it deep, flattened out, backhand up the line. Forehand cross cut. Ooh, that was deep from Zverev. Comes in on a short ball. Dimitrov almost stopped, wasn't in position. Ryan says, love listening to her while delivering the mail here in Michigan.
Ooh.
Have you ever been attacked by any scary guard dogs, Ryan? Or is that just something we see in films and that doesn't actually happen?
Well, sometimes I think mailmen in America and women are using vans sometimes, so maybe the risk of being attacked by a dog is less.
You can't drive a van to the front door. You've got to get out of your van. That's the weirdest thing.
You're less time on pavement, so your chances of being attacked by a dog are less.
If you've got a gate and you've got to get to the front door, what do you do with the van? Get out of it.
Well, obviously, you have to get out of it at some point.
So how does they can...
15 tons.
How are you delivering there? Just lobbing it out your van window. Number 4.
This does explain how my postal career never really took off.
It's coming. Sorry for that, Ryan.
Delia says, I really enjoy your commentary and chatter so much. Lots of boggle to be had. I mean, we're playing boggle, or is that a sort of slang for mildly pointless chatter?
Yeah, it could be. 15-30 on the Dimitrov serve. Dimitrov looking to consolidate. He's gone wide. Spun the forehand just wide. And immediate opportunities for Sasha Zverev, the 22nd seed. Just dropped the one set through this tournament so far. That was the last round against Francis Tiafoe to get us back level on serve as we go into the tiebreak between Echeverry and Nishioka.
And Eric's on fire. When Jarry met Sally.
I don't like that as much.
Tough crowd.
15-40. The serve out wide. The forehand's in play mid-court. Redirected down the line. The scooped up pick-up by Zverev. Zverev with his double-handed backhand nets. First break point save.
Zverev just pulled out of that shot before he'd finished hitting it and just turned away almost in disgust, looked down at his racket as if to blame the racket for that shot. Knows it was a missed chance. He has another one here.
Sorry. All right.
Are you getting into it now?
Heather says Bowers in the attic. Break point number two, the back end is played through the middle of the court, inside in, forehand, cross court floater, comes back cross court to the forehand, scooped up down that, sits up for Dimitrov to flatten out the backhand cross court. It's break point for Zverev, it's inside in from Dimitrov, it's back up the line from Zverev, it's cross court floated, it trying to drag the German in, it's brought the German in, plays the half volley, here comes Dimitrov, scoops it up, the pick up into the net from Zverev, and the second break point is saved.
A good court coverage from Dimitrov. Zverev read the play, just couldn't quite get there in time.
It's the problem with Twitter, it suddenly appears, so I couldn't unsee it. You know, emails you kind of have to open, whereas this, I was just looking. It's kind of, the setup is I'm sort of looking over it down onto the court. Thank you for that, Heather. Who thought we could have such fun with Chris Bowers?
We had faulty Bowers earlier.
Jeez, from 15-40. Dimitrov serves out wide. Good angle on the serve, draws the error. Sophie says, this is dream content right here with my two favourite things, not us, colliding, tennis and Harry Styles, listening in Edinburgh whilst rummaging through my camping kit, working out what I still need to get before Glastonbury. Come on, Dimmy.
A hotel room.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a festival? No, I know, but look, Eleanor just gave me.
No, I don't like mud. I've only camped once, and it was in my sister's garden, about 3 feet from the kitchen door.
Game point, Dimitrov for 15-40 down, through the middle of the court, the forehand into the corner, the forehand goes back up the line from Zverev, the off forehand from Dimitrov, and Dimitrov goes inside out again, double handed back, and it's Zverev, you can hear making the noise, a floated ball, drawing the error from Zverev, who had two opportunities to break. He doesn't, and the break is consolidated, and it's 4-2 to the Bulgarian. It's 3 points apiece in the first set tiebreak between Echeverry and Nishoka. There is something in the water on Susan Longland today. The first match went 3 hours 51. The second match went 3 hours 58. Third one, we had a retirement very early on, and now here we are, 49 minutes in.
It did always look like that was going to be a long match. And so it is proving to be. And this one, I think, has some legs in it.
Four, to be precise.
Well, probably more than that if you count everybody on the court.
Serve out wide. Oh, it's a high ball. That's going to cause someone problems. That one will. Comes down with a bit of cloud on it. But the advantage there was Zverev had so much time to watch it. He watched it. He smashed it.
Well, there's no structure across the middle here. There's nothing for it to hit. It just could have gone up and up and up,
no,
and then come back down.
The spider cam wire is over spectators. It moves along, but when it's resting away from the court. Zverev, black top, that kind of shine on it, that top, the sort of shiny material. It looks like it's already sweaty, but it's not. The burnt orange shorts with a little bit of black detailing on the front left-hand side. Ooh, two big, loose serves.
Well, having missed the opportunity to break back, Zverev now needs to take care of business on his own serve. Because I think we'd be at two sets all pretty quickly if he drops his serve again here. Sorry, one set all. I can't count, as you know.
Oh, dear. We could still have a long way to go.
Delia says she did mean giggles, not boggles. It was auto-correct.
Are you turning the aircon on or off? Off, good. Yeah, it's getting a wee bit chilly in here. 15-all, 2-4 down, drop shot Dimitrov. Oh, perfectly executed.
15-30.
Crowd doing its rendition of Queen's We Will Rock You.
You're doing quite well. Heavy serve, back through the middle of the court, pushes Zverev back behind the baseline. Zverev with his forehand cross court, inside edge of the baseline, then he spins it, but then spins it a little bit too much.
15-40.
Well, the wheels have just come off the Zverev game a little bit, haven't they? Barely put a foot wrong in the first set. struggling a little in the second.
Serves out wide, slap back onto the forehand, goes back behind Dimitrov, absorbing the power of the returner serve and redirecting him back at the Bulgarian.
Well, that was better. Just got his feet in the perfect position there, knew exactly what he was trying to do.
But opportunity remains here for Grigor Dimitrov to break and serve for the set. Thunders back into the middle of the court. It's placed in court by Zverev. Slaughter's forehand side, just replacing his balls, being careful. Into the net goes Dimitrov. He got the error he wanted.
40.
Juice. 2-4. Hour and 10 minutes. 30 minutes of those was the first set. Zverev opens up the four, goes cross court, drops it just inside the service box, then he frames it, and it's another opportunity for Dimitrov to break the serve.
Avantage Dimitrov.
Well, Dimitrov is hitting the ball much, much better, yes. And now Zverev is struggling a little bit to cope with it, I think. Some of the errors are of his own making, but it's also that the ball that he's facing has improved markedly.
Opportunity to break again and serve for the set. But once again, Zverev goes back behind Dimitrov, the Bulgarian, already starting to slide one way.
Égalité.
Wasn't the greatest of responses. It's like afraid a weak ole.
Yes, it was sort of ole.
I mean, would you believe 6 games all 6 points all?
Yes, I would.
Yes, you would. You did predict this. Zverev serves down the tee. Through the middle of the court comes into the forehand, whipped into the corner. It is juice. Didn't get a handle on that at all. Well, that forehand from Zverev looks
avantage
a little bit despondent at the moment.
Yes, the shoulders have gone a bit slopey, haven't they? He's starting to trudge where once he walked boldly.
And Faith says, thank you all for the messages following her news about the job. So another opportunity. 4-5-2 in the second. Zverev inside the baseline. Gets pushed back by a deep ball from Dimitrov. The forehand cross court from Zverev. Cross court and loose from the Bulgarian. And we march on.
Dave says Boris Gump driving Miss Davenport. Lucy Sefarova in the sky with diamonds.
Just laughing at you. Laughing at them. Juice. That's an enormous serve. Slap of a volley to finish things off, but that's all it needed. Set point for Nishioka off the serve of Echeverry. Echeverry ready to serve.
It's going to be an Echeverry long match.
No, that's not good. I told you to quit. The correct job was very good. And I think we just needed to sort of put a cap it there.
I can't.
Day 9, I think you peaked.
I can't.
Let's form your service.
It's like a reflex.
Right, what happened there? Is that 7-all? Yes, it was. 7-all. 1 hour 13. Service box. Terry says, thank you the royal duo of Lady Eleanor and the Empress for their commentary. You've almost got me through my work day. Soon I'll take you out to water the plants.
Oh, I'd like to do that. I like watering the plants.
Serve down the tee. Snap back. Mid-court. Dimitrov regains his balance. He was a little bit off balance and he settles into the inside-out forehand and the inside-out again, the backhand down the line to the forehand cross-court, to the forehand cross-court. The Bulgarian redirects up the line and now he slices and cuts that ball down to the feet of Zverev, who scoops up the backhand down the line and goes deep and it's netted from Dimitrov. And again, yes, he's got the break, but he had opportunities there to break once again. He doesn't take them. So we take a breather at an hour and 14. Confirmation, he has to break 4-3. And it's 8-7. It's now Echeverry who has a set point. And it is Nishioka who's serving. Shall we have a quick look at this set point here, Stefan? Because they're not doing anything there. So where are we? Although I did like that song. 57 minutes. Echeverry with a double-handed backhand. First meeting between the two. Nishioka with his... Oh, a lot of spin on that. It's through the middle of the court from Echeverry from Argentina, who flattens out. Oh, he's found an angle. So is Nishioka. Inside in from Echeverry. Nishioka's so speedy. Gets the forehand cross. We came at a good point. Echeverry with a... Oh, he stretches. Nearly fell over. Short ball. Nishioka attacks. He nearly falls over again. And it's 8 points apiece.
Nishioka is wearing the same outfit as Casper Ruud. I mean, not literally the same outfit, a version thereof. He's got the stripy shorts and the dark blue polo shirt with orange sleeves.
I think we might just stay with this for a couple of points.
It's good tennis. It's very, very good tennis.
Very good tennis.
It's long tennis, but it's very good.
Long but good tennis.
6-all, 8-all.
Nearly an hour on the clock. Nishioka with his second points into the box. The off forehand is back from Echeverry. Echeverry with his double-handed backhand now spins it to the forehand side, goes down the line. So Nishioka spun forehand cross court. He's drawing the Argentine in. The Argentine says, "I'm not coming." He says, "I don't go there." Nishioka with his backhand down the line. Echeverry goes cross court with his backhand. No one wants to come forward. Can he bring him forward? No, he's not coming forward. The angle found by Echeverry. Snap back down the line from Nishioka. Cross court. Wow! Cross court winner from the Argentine, who raises his arms aloft. His box looked terrified and scared, but they're on their feet. The difference now is he has a set point on his serve.
9-8.
Such Echeverry. A muscular cross-court forehand from Echeverry. And Nishioka's got incredible resilience. He's so fast around the back of the court. His retrieval is really impressive, but I think even if he'd got there, he wouldn't have been able to do much with it.
It's 4-3, Dimitrov serving. They're just at the first point there. Let's see if Echeverry... He's lost the first point on his serve, Dimitrov. Let's see if Echeverry can close this out at 9-8. There'll be a roar, an hour on the clock. Serve down the tee. The stretch from Nishioka, short ball. Echeverry goes cross court. Oh, he's at the net. There it is. 1 hour for the first set. His coach is saying, yep, that's what we're looking for. This dream run for Thomas Martin Echeverry. Place in the quarterfinals at stake. And he closes out the set. 7-6.
Nishioka's seeded 27th. So on paper it would be a bit of an upset, but having seen what Echeverry's done so far at this tournament, it's a difficult one to pick, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so the scoreline is suggesting.
Very tight, but advantage the man from Argentina. Love 15-4-3. Remember, Dimitrov has the break, goes very deep with his forehand, gets a mid-court ball, should finish it off, goes into the corner. Zverev is there, he lofts it over the head of Dimitrov, who smashes it down, and Zverev tries to pick it up. It's a shorter ball, the volley. Oh, no!
Oh, dear, Grigor Dimitrov. You need to go back to volley school. That was a very, very poor shot.
He almost ran into it.
0-10.
I think he was still moving when he hit it, and that was the problem. Almost overran the shot, and it would have been easier to get it into the court, but he somehow found a way to put it midway through the two tram lines.
It's like a rush, adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's probably what it was. But it's love 30 now on the Dimitrov serve, and a chance for Zverev to fight his way back into this set.
Homer J says, I'm thoroughly enjoying Radio RG, listening to the evening session as I work from home in Maryland. If I'm allowed one tennis-themed song title, serve down the tee, backhand down the line. Dimitrov spins around to the inside-out forehand, backhand cross-court from Zverev, inside-out from Dimitrov, down the line from Zverev, back up the line. Zverev, he didn't get it right, but he got lucky because Dimitrov goes wide and he's got break-back points and the title is...
0-40.
Zverev, all the flowers gone.
Very good.
You have a very good audience, Helen.
I am a sucker for a pun.
Really? What do you think I've taken? Oh, you want some tissue? Yes, we all laughed at Stefan for bringing this box
huge of tissues,
family box of tissues in at the start, and now they're nearly all gone.
Well, most of that's you, to be fair.
Yeah, to be fair, it is. Love 40. Soft serve, but it goes in the backhand cross court on the angle, the slice, and Zverev thought about coming in, but he stays behind the baseline. This to get us back on serve. Zverev cuts under the backhand, and Dimitrov goes inside out, and he approaches. He's going to... Oh, no! He led it go. He realised as he ran forward that the ball was just going to drop over his head and there was nothing he could do about it, and he's been broken to love, and it's four games all.
Quatre jeux partout. Oh.
And it wasn't even a deep lob.
Oh.
It was a mid-court lob. And Dimitrov just... I think he consciously left it, and it was a very poor decision from him. Back to 4-4. Remember, he had points for a double break in this set. Instead, all the momentum is back with Zverev, just as it was in the first set. 4-4. Dimitrov could break here and turn things around again.
Could. 1 hour 20. Block back off the serve. That was an enormous serve, by the way. Put him in charge of that point throw as he made his way forward.
An enormous serve and a really good backhand return. Just locked it back, but Zverev ready for the next shot.
We're hearing from Coco Gauff at the end of this set. Is that right? Coco Gauff? Yes. And we'll keep you up to date with what's happening on Susan Longland. That'll be going till about 4 o'clock in the morning. Good heavy serving from the German.
Dave and Amy in Brussels are remaining amused with song titles and movie titles. Dial M for Mertens. Mertens she wrote.
Dirty love.
40
ace. Not many, but perfectly timed. Points for 5-4 to regain the scoreboard lead. So down the tee, back through the middle of the court, back end cross court from Zverev. The slice floats up line, the forehand goes back down the line. The net is found by Dimitrov, whose shoulders have slumped visibly so.
New ball, please.
That's a love hold after he broke to love.
Zverev men, 5-6.
There is confirmation. On serve, 5-4 Zverev.
It's a very odd performance from Dimitrov, isn't it? It's a very uneven performance, yeah. Because he really roused himself. Get a little burst of the Bee Gees. I mean, it's always popular, isn't it?
All rouse ourselves for this. Alex Krejcik, not so much. And wonderfully, line judges are out in lemon yellow jumpers. The decision has been made to keep the lemon jumpers on.
Simon and I had a little shopping trip to the Roland Garros official merchandise store.
I've seen the price of them.
Well, I have too, but I think we had a little discount today, which was very nice. But even so...
Why didn't you tell me that?
25% off.
You tell me now.
You're a very busy woman. I quite like the hats.
That piece.
What, did you buy anything?
No.
That was wasted on you, wasn't it?
I don't probably need any more hats as much as I do suit a hat.
Did Simon buy some things?
Simon did not.
Oh, it was wasted on you two, wasn't it?
Yes, we really browsed rather than shopped.
I have a few things I need to buy.
Presents or self-gifts?
Presents. Right, the Mexican wave will... settle, or will it?
Merci.
That's quite an impressive wave. Gets to the boxes, no one leaps up. New balls for Grigor Dimitrov to serve, to stay in the set. 4-5 on serve.
Merci.
Forehand off the serve. The off forehand misses, and he's actually just starting to pump his fist as if to say, that's what I needed to start the game. The call comes, and he's love 15 down, and Zverev has 3 points to get the set.
That is not what he needed to start this game.
No. Missed by a way that first serve. So Davity kicks up forehand inside in, forehand sort of slapped back from Zverev, but just taking a little bit.